forward. God is raising up a class to give the loud cry of the third angel's message. The loud cry will soon be heard, and the earth will be lightened with the glory of God. 20 MR, June 27, 1884. Said my guide, there is much light yet to shine forth from the law of God and the gospel of righteousness. This message, understood in its true character and proclaimed in the Spirit, will lighten the earth with its glory. The great decisive question is to be brought before all nations, tongues, and peoples. The closing work of the third angel's message will be attended with a power that will send the rays of the Sun of Righteousness into all the highways and byways of life, and decisions will be made for God as supreme governor. His law will be looked upon as the rule of his government. 1888 Materials, page 166. The word was spoken to me. Speak to the people all the words that I shall give thee. Wake up the mighty men. Let them become fully aroused, that they may with pen and voice stir up the people to whom God has given great light, that they may let their light shine forth in clear, steady rays to the world. A world is to be warned. And when the third angel's message goes forth with a loud cry, minds will be fully prepared to make decisions for or against the truth. 1888 Materials, 510. The third angel's message is swelling to a loud cry, and you must not feel at liberty to neglect the present duty and still entertain the idea that at some future time, you will be recipients of great blessing when, without any effort on your part, a wonderful revival will take place. Today, you are to give yourselves to God, that he may make of you vessels unto honor and met for his service. Today, you are to give yourself to God that you may be emptied of self, emptied of envy, jealousy, evil surmising, strife, everything that shall be dishonoring to God. Today, you are to have your vessel purified, that it may be ready for the heavenly dew, ready for the showers of the latter rain, for the latter rain will come, and the blessing of God will fill every soul that is purified from every defilement. It is our work today to yield our souls to Christ, that we may be fitted for the time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord, fitted for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. 1888 Materials, 959.